ויאנצימן נונחס, הנה קרישמה וביר חיסר. סיף אלה, מן קרישמה של שחס, משאירה אסחווירוי הרוגל אימוי קצת, וריחוק ארבע עמייס ויקירנו. בזמן of קרישמה ספוט, when one is capable of recognizing someone he's not too well acquainted with, a little acquainted with, for example, a person who comes to him sometimes, so he can recognize him a little bit. So if it's light enough outside that he's four amos away and he'll recognize him, so that's this man of when this man Krishna starts. Let us just say it is very difficult to bismanena bakhlal that the streets are illuminated, so it's very difficult to figure out this man. So there are chilukei deis in the poskim. That means the biggest mekilim hold that 10 minutes after alois hashachar, which is an hour before the Netzach Hameh, that is already this man, Mishayakir, and that's this man for Krishma, it's this man for Tvilin, it's this man for Tisis. That's these are the biggest Mekilim. The biggest Machmirim hold this man starts Be'erech 30 minutes before the Netzach Hameh. And then there are others that hold 40 minutes before the Netzach Hameh, 45 minutes. That this is Al Kaponim, this is this man, Mishayakir. And that's this man of Hascholas, Zman Krishma. Let us see the Bible, the Mishnah Berurah. Zman Krishma, Ubirchais Krishma, Lefoneh, Gan Kein, Ein Loima, Koidem, Hasman, Hasad. That means, L'chadchile, one should wait for this Zman to start saying Birchas Krishma. That's the Birchas Krishma are dependent in this Zman. Also, L'chadchile, B'dyevet B'shas Adchak, there are different Zmanim. One Kedavim, the Birchas Krishma earlier. Bal Kaponim, L'chadchile, one should first start saying Birchas Krishma. The bunch start saying Birchas Krishma after this Zman of Mishayakir. Now we say it can recognize a person who he knows him a little bit. Like a guest, the Osi Lefrokim, he comes sometimes to him. So he doesn't have a clear picture how he looks, but there's some small recognition. So he will recognize him from this man of Mishayakir when he's 4 hours away. The rogel imoy harbe, if he's rogel with him a lot, afilo rochek mimenu makirei. So afilo he's further away than Daladamis, he'll also be makirei. So this shir was said by a person who is vocally mektas, so then it is sufficient, the illumination of Mishayakir, that if he's Daladam is away, I'll recognize him. Now, what is pshat in this Zman? Benikva Zazman Lekrishmet. Now this is the Zman for Krishma after Miktas Anoshim Komim Mimitosan Ksha'ola Amuda Shachar. There are people who wake up by Aloysa Shachar. V'korinin bo uv kumecho min ha'tayre. And that's called the kumecho. Since there are other people that when they get up as soon as it becomes the Aloysa Shachar, the lachain, and therefore b'diavid yotzo. So one is yotzo b'diavid if he learned Krishma from Alois Hashachar. Uchnu lekamon b'siv David. Mikol mokay, Timen de Rube de Inchi Leikaime Atriyake Echo des Chavere. Most people do not get up. We even understand, I mean, the Torah was written in all Zmanim, so when we take away the artificial illumination that we have from other sources, and we are stomach on the illumination that the Rabbi Nishol made, Hamei Lohoret, Sodom Eloh Barachmim, so most people did not get up before the Shir of Mishnah Yachir, because it was very difficult to see at that time. So the Zman Kima of most people was this man of Mishiyake. So Kivin the Ruba the Inshi Lekaime Achiyake Echod Eschaveri. Number one. Va'oid number two. Mivnesha Kovu Parshis Tzitzis B'Kriyishma. Tersiv Bo Ureise Moisoi. That means, so in the Parsha Tzitzis is the third parsha we say when we learn Krishna. There also there's a necessity of some sort of illumination in the Briya, because it says Ureisa Moisai. Levichach Kavu Chachamim Zman Mishiyake Ben Tcheles Lelovon. Vuhu Azman Mishiyake Zchaver Baruchi Kaba. So that is that's the Zman of Kumecho, that's the Zman of the third parsha of Krishma, so that's the L'chatchil Adike Aschor Es Hazman, Mishayir Aschavei Roglim Mektas Parich HaKarba Amis V'yakire. V'nimshach Zmano, so that's so we're talking about L'chatchil Adike Zman, starts Mishayakir, and again we said this is Lekula 60 minutes before the Netzach Hameh, and Lechumra 30 minutes before the Netzach Hameh, and then there's Shiurim in between, 40 minutes before the Netzach, 45 minutes. The Nimshach Zmano, so that's the Lechatchila Dikizman. The Nimshach Zmano, and one can still learn Krishna Asayf Shalai Shois, Shehu Reviya Hayot. So the Zman extends to the fourth of the day. That's the end of the Zman Krishma. Now let us see right. The Mishnah Berurah Atzayt. Ulechatchila osa lehisacher ad oisoi hazman. Shneisa liyo b'shemer yishalmi. Now, exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. The Shaina Halachis is mitzaded to say pshat as follows. And l'chayre, the Zaloshin of Rav Amram Goin, which would also seem like that. He wants to say, this is a lechatchila dikizman, and the zman is nimshach atzayv shalei shoyis. So atzayv shalei shoyis, let us just say, for example, the zman krishma, now they'll say the zman of the goyin is, let's say, is ba'erech 20 after 9. So atzayv shalei shoyis, that means I can make sure I'll learn Krishma a quarter after 9, so that's the Ad Saif, till then I can learn Krishma. So he wants to say, the Shayna Lachas wants to say Pshat, Ulachatchila Osa Lishacher Adai Seizman. That means that you're making up your mind, well, the Saif Zman Krishma is 20 after 9, so I'll learn Krishma a quarter after 9. L'chatchila osa lehisachar ad oisai zman to learn Krishna at the last 5 minutes of the zman. And the reason for this is because we're playing with fire. That means you have a very small zman left. So lechatchila, to wait for that man, and that's going to be his man Krishna, one, it's also, one shouldn't do it because he might be a pesheya. That is one mahalach in this Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a shnoisa liyo b'shema Yerushalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi, it would seem that that's how the Charedim says pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi would seem differently. That means this man is still sholei shoyis, but now there's a zman of before the nights, before the nights of Chamuk. So lechatchila, one should not say it's a mishnas chasidim. That no, that's before Moshe will enter the Basika, they said that. No. Lechatchila, one should be kaire, not in the proper zman. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says that one should learn Krishna in the proper zman. Now, which is before the Neitz Achamba. That is the proper zman. So it comes out a Muradik Chiddush. If you learn like this, and the Dirshu brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and then Shuvasan August says the same thing, and the Shein Halacha is also Metzadur like that. There's a Lachatchila Dikas Man of Leining Krishna before the Neitz Achamba. So that means, so others say, that let's say, I woke up early, I'm going to daven, 7:30 I'm going to daven, but I woke up now 6 o'clock, and let's say the nets will be 7:20, the nets are 7:20, I'm up 6 o'clock, is there an Indian now to lay Krishna? I'm not up to Bichas Krishna, I'm not putting on my tefillin. Is there an Indian to lain Krishna now to be yoitze the lechatchila dikizman? There's azman lechatchila when Krishna should be lain. So others say this would be the Charedim, they bring this down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that if one is up then, it would be proper to lain then the parasha of Krishna. So I chap the line, the first parasha, akabonim of the first parasha, the first parasha of Krishna to lain it then. And others say one should make a tanai. That means the tanai should be as follows. There are chaluki days in this. If it's preferable now to lain the first parasha of Krishna before the Neitzachama, I want to be yaitza now, the first parasha of Krishna. If it's preferable not to lain now, so I want to be yaitza later with the Bichas Krishna, because there are chaluki days in this. But this would be a second pshat, and that's the Chayyavis Yerushalmi, what they bring down, the Chayyavis Yerushalmi and the Shalmi learns pshat, and the Yerushalmi, that Lechatchila also is Acher Adai Tol, from after this man Hanes, Lechatchila one should learn before. And there's a Lechatchila Dikizman of learning Krishna before the Neitzacham. So these are two ways how to learn pshat, and this Mishnah Berurah, and according to the second way, so there's an Indian. According to the first way, we only said that don't make it your business that I'm going to lay Krishna 5 minutes before the Sefer Zman. That's too scary. You're playing around with fire. No, you should. If you're laying it later, but not the last 5 minutes. You're not safe, shoshlishes. That's the first pshat, and the second pshat is that that lechatchila also lisacher that you should take lechatchila be mekayim the mitzvah krishma kapon the first parsha before the neitzachama if you could do it. That if it's preferable to do this, and again they say one should make this night. Shalosh shoyis, agavuche, for perhaps we can deviate for 1 minute, is a tshuva of Rab Amram Goyim. Ramam Rav Goyin says that he was asked if a person learns Krishna, it would seem from there he's speaking about the Seif Atman. There's something wrong with that. And Ramam Rav Goyin says, sure, there's something wrong with that. A person should learn before the Neitz HaChameh. If he learns it towards the end of this man, he's a Peshaya. I mean, he says, but there was a minig that that Shabbos in the morning they used to lane it later. So now, if we would stop here, so we would say, you would ask us why Shabbos in the morning they lane it later. So we would say, Ashayla, Shinim b'Shabbos Tainik, so that's what we would say. But Rav Amram Goyin says something else. Rav Amram Goyin says, he brings down that when by the first Golus, Golus Bavel, the first Chulban HaBayis, when Yidden went to Golus from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so it was Mamishus, Nepach, Ma'el Choshech, I mean, it was a life of in Bavel, away from Eretz Yisrael. And the Eden came to the Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Nevi'im, we're talking about Yisrael, Nevi'im then. They came to the Nevi'im and the Chachomim. They asked them, we're in Golus now. A whole week we're busy. We don't have time to learn. So what's going to be Shabbos? So Shabbos was late. So it means we're finished. So they were mekabel on themselves that Shabbos, they're going to be Mekayim Dan Hoge of David HaMelech. Chatzos Laila Okum Loi Deslach. They used to forget, but they got up Shabbos by Chatzos, and they went to the Pes Medrash to learn. So they were learning Shabbos in the morning. It came already, it was time to daven, kedaven v'sikina. They were in the middle of the sugya. They hadn't learned a whole week. And the Balabatim also came. They were listening how they were learning. So they were mata. Then they could learn further in the language of later. Because this was a tzairich mitzvah. A tzairich of limut ha-tzairich mitzvah. So then Rav Amram Goyin, this Rav Shchira Goyin. Then they were mata. That's the makir that Shabbos the minig was. To learn Krishma later, because that was the ideal time to learn from at night and not to stop. Oh, now it's not happening. That's how it started. Al Kaponim. So that's, I mean, according to the Pshat and the Rishalmi, that it's Osalis Acher about Kaponim. For Tzarech Mitzvah, the Rishalmi says his mother Shalei Shoy. Now, what is the Indian of Sholish Aisha Kein Terech B'nei Melochim Lamayin Oz? The B'nei Melochim, they used to get up later, before Sholish Aish. Lochi Kerin Be'i Adayin Uv Kumech. So that's called, that means they got up in the middle of Shosh Lishis, and then they Uv Kumech, and then they learned Krishna, so that is considered the still considered Zman Krishma. Amainin Eilu Hashole Shoit. Now, we're going to have here, it brings down a machlekes between the Magen Avraham and the Goy. Now, these Sholeish Shoit, when do we measure these Sholeish Shoit? Amainin Eilu Hashole Shoit Mizman Amud Hashach. From Amud HaShachar till Tzeisak Rechovim. That means we want to know, we say a quarter of the day, we have Sholei Shoish, which is a quarter of the day, we have to still be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Krishma. So these Sholei Shoish start from Amud HaShachar, from 72 minutes before the night. And it ends by Tzeisak Rechovim, which perhaps is 50 minutes after the night, 60 minutes after the night. That is from morning till night. And this is called Yayim. And in this Yayim, we divide it up into quarters. And this is a quarter of that day. That's what the Zman Krishma ends. Kein Kosova Mognavo. Vidas Aglo, the Goyin holds, Mishas Anetz Achamo, that the day starts from the Netz Achamo and ends with Shkiyas Achamo. So it comes out, according to the Goyin, the Zman Krishma, since we're starting later with Zomemele, the Zman Krishma ends later, according to the Goyin. Uleinyin lechatchil. So there's a machloikis. We say shalosh shoyz. So according to the Magen Avraham, the shalosh shoyz ends before the going. So the Mishnah Berurah says uleinyin lechatchil enav kamine b'zeh. The belav ochi osa la'acha. That means lechatchil. There's no shaila. Can I wait till the going's man? Or could I wait? Do I have to do it early? Back to Magen Avraham's man, because Yizichah not allowed to be machi. Yizichah not allowed to lane by the Seif Azman. So if you're not laning with Seif Azman, it would seem that so he says, L'chatchila Yizichah should lane earlier. Should Yizichah lane earlier? No, but the Evid, till when do you have time? That's the machlokes, the going and the Magen Avraham. A Gemara, the Dirsha brings down very interesting. So we have the Amachlekes. So he first brings down that there were Gedolei Olam that held that the Olam was makabel on themselves the Shitas Agoyim. That one could be makel like the Goyim. So that they bring down Rav Moshe held like that. He says the Goyin is. He says different reasons. The Goyin holds like that, and that's his man. The Shulchan Aruch Harav holds like that, and that's his man. And Rav Moshe writes, Uminig Roiv Amakoyme Shebdine Seino, Uminig Ayeshivis, Kahagrov Agraz, Vechain Hu Ikaladina Becholin Yonim. And only the Yechidim that are Machma, like the Magen Avraham, to Chapara in the Magen Avraham's man. That's what the Ramesha says. And the Chazaynish also says like that, that L'chatchila one can be Seimach on the Goyin, and the Ikar is like the Goyin. So Memela, so that's we have in the Chazanish and Ramesh. Lidach Gisa, he brings down, Rabaran had said that, what do you mean it's a Sofik Deraisa when this man Krishma ends and one should be Machma like the Magen Avraham? They bring the same thing from the Klosenberger Rebbe, that one should be Machma. So I'll upon him, there are Chiluke Deis, if one should be machmer, l'chatchila one should be machmer, like this man of the Magen Avraham, and so that's these are these 2 days. Now, shehu reviya hayoyim, ve'ein chilek ben yemois hakayitz shayoyim oruch. It's irrelevant if we're speaking about in the summer that the day is long. Ubein yemois hachayrech shayoyim kotzer, cheshvinen hayoyim lishteim esrei shoy. So first we figure out the time from when the beginning of this man Krishma is to the end of this man Krishma is, and then we divide this man into 12 hours. These are called shoyis mani. In a quarter of that man, who's man Krishna? It's irrelevant if you have a longer day, which is in the summer, a shorter day in the winter. But we have this formula that this man Krishna extends till till the end, till the first quarter of the day. Lachain. Therefore, yesh li zoyer bimei achayret. So the zman krishme shortens in the winter than in the summer, because since the winter day is much shorter, so the 12 hours, the shazmanis, are not hours of 60 minutes, it's 50 minutes or maybe less. So a quarter of the day will end in a shorter span of time. The Zman Krishma is a shorter span of time in the winter than in the summer. So therefore, so the Taz says, L'kach yesh lizoyer bimei ha-choyrev, so one should be careful in the winter, l'mayer likrei krishma ma'achar sha'ayim kotza, because the man, the span of time that one could say krishma is a shorter period of time. L'viya ha'ayim kotza, so the day is short, and so a quarter of that day is short, so you have a smaller man to say krishma, so you have to realize this. That's the Taz. Uba'emes of the Mishnah Berurah says that is true, but bimei akayit soich lizor tzvei. But if a person wakes up, that means if a person would wake up all the time, but this man be sheyaker, so then the Taz is 100% right. So he wakes up in Mishayakir, so he has more time in the summer to learn Krishma than in the winter, because from Mishayakir, is much shorter in the winter than in the summer. But if a person, by the summer, he wakes up at a later time, in the summer, the derech bnei adam lamoid bisman echot can be moisachayret. That means he wakes up at the same time. So he wakes up at the same time. So in the winter, it's a later zman. He wakes up at the same time, summer and winter. So he's waking up in the summer at a later time. So then, most of the Zman Krishma passed already. Va'os kva holach kolach o'ova Krishma. The whole Shayim Godo Yosef Zman Krishma Memayalova. So the greater, the larger the day is, so it's from the beginning of Mishayakir, so a bigger chelik of this man Krishma passed already, and he's waking up the same time in the winter and the summer. So when he wakes up, he has a small time left to learn Krishma. The tzarich legomro kulo bismano. He should make sure to be gomer the whole Krishma. The whole Krishma means, that is called the kaponim, the first parsha of Krishma, that is called the chatkilo, or three parshas. V'ma'achim Krishma, now, so Mamela, so he's telling us, Lamai said this as man, same shalei shois, and so one has to make sure that he should learn Krishma in this zman. V'ma'achim Krishma bishvil tzitzit, or tefillin. What if a person at the present time doesn't have tzitzis or tefillin? So memela, later he's going to get the tzitzis and tefillin. So then later Krishna. But by doing that, he is learning Krishna after shalei shois. So he says, so that's a terrible mistake. V'ma'achim Krishna bishvil tzitzis or tefillin. Toyim, they're making a terrible mistake. Elo yikra krishma bebirchayser bezman ebeloitzitzitzitzol. If ikechap arayim to lain krishma with the brochis in the zman krishma, he should zicha do this. Okshiyi eloi, and later we'll get tefillin and tzitzis, yinichay. So al kapone v'yikra bam krishma, zika lain the parasha krishma, oi parasha acheres, a mizmer tailor. So that means, kaponim, the ikar is to chapara in krishma bismana. If you can do it with talus and tefillin, if you can't do it, so do it without talus and tefillin. Vafilu im sofik loy, afilu yeza sofik, shema yavir zman krishma, that is, he doesn't know if they'll make this man krishma, he won't make this man krishma, is, that means if he waits for talus and tefillin, maybe be able to make this man Krishna with the talus at all. Maybe not. So he says, "Gam ken ein lahamtin al talus atfilin." He should not wait for talus atfilin. That means if he's not 100% sure that he will be capable of learning Krishna with the talus atfilin, the einay ma'akim says he should not wait. There's a possibility he might learn Krishna after his man Krishna. So Mamela, he should zikha not do it. He should learn Krishna, Daven Shmenesra, we send a good tefillah without talus and tefillah, and later he'll put on tefillah. Avo b'laf hochi, but if he knows for sure, he's going to get talus and tefillah later, and he will be able, without any doubt, to be able to learn Krishna with the Bichas Krishna, and that's what Talus is a Mamela. So then, Yamtin. Then there's an Indian to wait. The Chalakere Krishna, the Lay Truman Kilamel, Edu Sheker Ba'atzmai. That means it's a Chasal. And the Chasal is only if you could have put on Tulin, and you didn't, that's Kilamel, Edu Sheker Ba'atzmai. So if he could put on Tulin, he'll be able. Will be able to say this lame Krishna with Sulanan, then he should wait. V'yesh anoshim, there are people shema'achrim zman Krishna b'shvil tefila b'tzibo. That means like this, that the tzibo davens late, and because of the tzibo davens late, he wants to daven tefila b'tzibo. So Mamela, so he learns Krishna late also, straight up down and fill a bit sicker. The Gamze Shaloi Kedinu. That is not the proper din. That is not proper. That means it's Kedai to Davin be Yechidis and say Krishna, but the Bichus Krishna is man Krishna. Gamze shaloi kedinu, that means this is more choshev than tefillah b'tzibah. Ba'al koponim, yizoru likrei shma b'zman koidem ha'tefillah, l'chavi losis b'zeh. If he wants the davke to daven tefillah b'tzibah, that means this, theoretically, he should daven b'yechidis. But if that, he wants to chapara in tefillah b'tzibah, so he should make sure that he should learn Krishna before to be Mekai Mitzvah Krishna Bismana. L'chavim lo seiz b'zeh, l'chadar b'seiv simim memvov v'mishnah b'lo ayin shom. V'ein la'achar ha'kriye l'beis ha'knesses b'shvil ha'zakeinim ha'ma'achim y'lovoi, and to make a precedent in the shul that we have to daven late because the zakeinim come late, if the shul is davening late, you should daven be yichidis. No, they say the shul has no eitzes, the zakenim can't come earlier. Kivin shay day zeh yaves man krishma ben oimrov leilod mechatei bishvil sheyizke chavirech. O bishabes v'yontev motri ma'oid laves man krishma nekam odvom. There are many reasons that they're over this man Krishna. Al kain hachochem heino bereishe lekabetz minyan lispalu koidem. So if you can have a minyan, and you don't have the reva madras milk, you have a minyan kedavin, and you'll have it's a little bit tzibul, you'll daven Krishna bismana. So mamele, that's zichah, he should do this. Oy al koponim. But al kaponim, the least he should do is likrei shema bezmanei kaidim sheyamit lispalu. She should learn krishma before davening. He's going to daven later, but the davening he won't make some on krishma. So al kaponim, learn krishma before kaidim sheyamit lispalu. Ima tzibo chonar basayim simen membo. Fine, should be a lot of.